move. Another nice move. Oh, score! Oh, what a goal! Oh. It doesn't get any better than this. Rick Nash, how do you do?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live from the multi-multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man. Welcome to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, part of Sports Overnight America, of course, via Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and a plethora of other internet and radio platforms. Straight up, we're talking sports, social issues, and we're having some fun for the next couple hours here on Sports Byline. Open phone lines, live all around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. You can join me on the Skype line as well, and the address is Sports Byline and the number 2. Of course, week 3 coming up. Week number 2 is now in the rearview mirror as far as college football is concerned. We'll talk college football on Coach's Corner with Coach John Johnson of Ohio State. Of course, the Buckeyes 2-0 straight up. Urban Meyer's group looking so good. Can they handle Alabama? Alabama's the king of college football, no doubt about that. So we'll talk college football. Charles J., we'll talk the numbers with Charles J. in hour number 2. We'll also talk about straight up some straight up numbers with Willie Mays. This is Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man, live from San Francisco.
Time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and a free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-922-4074. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074.
Here at KFC, the Extra Crispy Tender is the starting quarterback of our $20 Philip. Now available with 12 of those Extra Crispy Tenders. Two large game-winning mashed potatoes with gravy and a top-notch supporting staff of a large coleslaw and 4 biscuits. It's an unbeatable combination of Kentucky Fried Chicken deliciousness. Perfect for watching football this Sunday. Go your team! KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
If I decide to run for office, I'll produce my tax returns, absolutely. And I would love to do that.
What is it? Sports Bait, September 11th, 2016. Drew Holiday of the New Orleans Pelicans, of course, great player that he is, will not start the NBA season because his wife, Lauren, had brain surgery. He will spend some time with her. Talk about a great husband. That's a good guy with a family background. Straight up, talk about bad stuff. How about the U.S. Open, the Tennis Integrity Unit? Who the hell are they? They're like the police of tennis. Anyway, the bottom line is they're looking into this U.S. Open match between 15-seeded Timea Baksinski of Switzerland and Rosario Villanova of, take it back, Victoria Dichumachenko of Russia. The bottom line is a Russian player was beaten 6-1, 6-1, and there was all kinds of money coming in on the Swiss player, so the tennis officials say, hey, guess what? There's a Russian person involved in fixing a tennis match. Really? Russian athletes involved in fixing sports? I wouldn't believe it. Bottom line is, how about my man, Terry Bradshaw? Of course, the NFL Hall of Famer, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. Of course, I think he's got 3 Super Bowl rings, but he's trying to say that Big Ben Roethlisberger, he'd pick him over any NFL quarterback today, over Tom Brady, over anybody. But then again, there's not too many great NFL quarterbacks as we speak, is there? Not in 2016. Hey, and who was it, me? Was it me or is it just me? Think about this. Why would you blame the government for low wages and jobs? I mean, the government doesn't control private sector jobs. If you work for the government, you're making decent money. If you're a mailman, you're making decent money. Okay, if you work for McDonald's, you're not making decent money. So what I'm trying to tell you is don't blame the government. Blame the corporations. Blame the corporations as we live in this semi-fascist country that is the United States. And you want to look about semi-fascist, look it up before you call me and absolutely go crazy. Talk about a New York Knickerbocker that gets no respect. He was stabbed. Talk about Chris Copeland, of course, stabbed by a U.S. Army veteran outside a club in New York City in the Big Apple. The Army veteran got 60 days in the slam and 5 years probation. Stabbing a guy and only getting 60 days in the slam, well, turns out the veteran has some emotional issues as far as post-war. Bottom line is a lot of guys came back from those wars in the Mideast, man, damaged goods, much like they did Vietnam. Hey, what about this? The experiment that was CM Punk, former WWE champion, of course, crossover in the world of mixed martial arts. Well, that experiment is over. Lab failure. Bottom line is he didn't make it out of the first round with Mickey Gall, and Mickey Gall is no Brock Lesnar. Mickey Gall is just Mickey Gall, sort of like the Mickey Rooney of MMA. Got to tell you, I was a little surprised. How about this drug testing in 4 different sports? How does the major drug, sports leagues, how do they test for drugs? Well, anyway, National Football League only tests 4 times between August and September. So take that between July and September. So if you take those 3 months off and don't smoke any weed, you're pretty cool as far as the NFL is concerned, and they only do the urine training. The NBA is really not into testing for marijuana. They really don't. But if you do get popped, it's a 5-game suspension. Bottom line is you can take 15 Vicodins, as did Brett Favre when he was playing for the Green Bay Packers, and it's okay. But take a puff off a joint, guess what? You're in trouble. National Hockey League, yeah, they suspend you. 20-game suspension for your first pop on wacky tobacco. The Olympics, they just get rid of you. The bottom line is marijuana is being looked at as some performance-enhancing drug, and it is a performance-enhancing drug if you're trying to out-eat somebody. The bottom line is it's not a performance-enhancing drug. I don't think so. How about this guy that tried to kill President Reagan, John Hinckley? They're letting him out. They're letting him out after like 35, 40 years in the slam. Boy, he wasn't in for 35 or 40 years. He's some rich guy from the Virginia area, okay? His parents have got money. He's been out for the last 10 years going home on the weekends. Seriously. His parents were paying for guards at the house and that kind of good stuff. Bottom line is, he should never get out. If Sirhan Sirhan can't get out, and there's all kinds of suspicion as to why Bobby Kennedy was shot in the back of the head, and yet Sirhan Sirhan was standing in front of Bobby Kennedy, 5 feet in front of Bobby Kennedy, how that went down in the Ambassador Hotel, June the 5th, 1968, we'll never know. But the bottom line is, Hinckley can get out. I think Sirhan Sirhan should be able to get out. And this is the 15th anniversary. Of course, the 9/11 attack on our country, of course, by those airplanes and the guys from the Middle East. Basically, all those guys from Saudi Arabia, right? Most of those guys from Saudi Arabia. Anyway, I got no problem with honoring the fact that, you know, all these people died in this horrible mass murder of September 11, 2011. There's no doubt about it. It was mass murder. But what happened to Building 7? And how come Building 7 fell down like a pancake, like one of those Vegas casinos I went to, of course, back in the day when I was working for the Imperial Palace Hotel in Las Vegas and commuting there each and every weekend? I got to see the implosion of the Aladdin Hotel, of the Sands Hotel, of the Dunes Hotel. And they came down just like the towers came down. But wait, Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane. Building 7 just fell down all by itself. How does a steel building fall down? Well, steel buildings only fell down once in history, and that was on September 11, 2001. So straight up, things are going down there in the Big Apple. They're just a little bit suspicious. And I'm trying to say that I'm all kinds of conspiracy guy on this one, but something's rotten in Denmark on that one. Speaking of something being rotten in Denmark, not this guy, NBA rookie Ben Simmons. His jersey's already in the top 10. Way to go, Benny! But he reminds me of the frail Ralph Sampson. Remember Ralph Sampson? Played for the Warriors, a couple of Cleveland Cavaliers, I believe. Good player, no doubt about it, but not an NBA Hall of Famer. And I just don't know if Ben Simmons is going to get there. But Ben's got all kinds of potential. Ben is Mr. Potential. Speaking of potential, did I miss an Academy Award here or something? Singer Usher got a spot on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. Did I miss something? I mean, Usher is like the Urkel of R&B music. He's not a star. Good Lord. Hey, Colin Kaepernick, is he a Muslim? Why is it a question? Why would anybody question his religion because he's standing up, or I take to the fact, sitting down but standing up for a cause? I mean, he thinks that black people are being wronged in this country. And, of course, how can he be wrong when people are getting shot in the back on television? We've seen it time and time again. And, yes, all lives matter, no doubt about it, but it's the black lives that are valued less, apparently, than non-black lives, because you don't see a whole lot of Caucasian guys getting shot in the back, just mainly black guys, straight up. Something's rotten in Denmark on that one. But Colin Kaepernick, I think the Seattle Seahawks are going to make a statement. Of course, later today, they're going to make a statement when they take the field. I don't know if they're going to bow at the, or all go down to one knee during the national anthem. I don't know how they're going to do that. But the bottom line is, yes, Seattle Seahawks have something up their sleeve for the right wing and Donald Trump, no doubt about it. Speaking of Donald Trump, he got all over Colin Kaepernick this week. He said some stuff that just blew me away, folks. I just can't believe the man is like the man. I can't believe he's like seriously a serious contender for president. Three guys that are serious contenders for comeback players of the year in the NBA. How about Joakim Noah of the New York Knicks? He should come back. I mean, the bottom line is he was disappointing last year, no doubt about it. And Damari Carroll of the Raptors, of course, they didn't have much of Damari last year, and of course they won 56 games, so they were looking pretty good. We'll see what happens when they come back, as far as that is concerned. Hey, how about some NBA? I take that back. Let's go to the Olympics. Of course, forget Michael Jordan. Bruce Jenner, of course, a former Olympic gold medalist, decathlon champion back in 1976. More famous now as being Caitlyn Jenner. But the bottom line is pound for pound. And one day, he was the baddest dude pound for pound in the entire world. Remember Marion Jones? Olympic champion. I think she took home like three golds and two bronze, I think, in the 2000 Summer Olympics. Of course, that was propelled by the Balco steroid she was taking at Victor Conti of San Carlos, California. It was given to her. Of course, Victor Conti, former Tower Power Blaze player for a minute. He rigged the entire 2000 Olympics, no doubt about it. He spent about a year and a half in the slam and still had a federal custody, of course, in Pleasanton, California. So he sort of skated, got a club fed on that one. But the bottom line is Conti was involved in Barry Bonds, but he will not say. And when you ask him about Barry Bonds being on steroids, he sort of winks and squirms and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, at the end of the day, Barry Bonds was on steroids. I mean, his girlfriend said his nuts had shrunk. I mean, when your girlfriend testifies on the stand that you have testicular shrinkage, that's not a good thing. No, got a good thing. Marion Jones, what I said. Now, of course, take that back. She's in jail. She spent 6 months in jail for a check fraud. That was back in 2008. So things have not gone good for her, of course, stripped of all five of those Olympic medals. And lastly, but obviously not least, FloJo. Remember FloJo? Florence Griffin Joyner, of course. Man, what a great story she was. Of course, she's a tongue twister when it comes to names. Can you say Florence Griffith Joyner 10 times in a row? Probably not. Why do they consider me the fastest woman of all time? Because the record she set in 1998 have yet to be broken. I kid you not. Yet to be broken. Of course, the great FloJo passed away in September of 1998. I just want you to mention that. This is September 2016. Straight up, FloJo, we miss you. You're tuned to Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man. That is what is hip. Of course, Sports Day, September 11, 2016. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by Zach Attack Young. We'll do the sports stew, the smorgasbord. Call it what you want, the scoreboard, after the break here on Sports Byline.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $449. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
What's your name, man?
Oh, my name is Lil Joe Chisholm, and I've been given the honor to present you with a platinum album on behalf of the Stax organization for your album, That Nigger's Crazy, which has done over 2 million in copies.
Thank you.
We'd also like to congratulate you on the Grammy Award that you won for that same album, and also for the Writers Guild of America Award you received for the movie Blazing Saddles. And we think that you're really together.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank everybody, 2 million people personally, so if you'd line up. I'd like to do something for you. I can't do anything off my album on television, but I can do something close to it. Is that all right?
Yeah!
I want to do a thing because tomorrow most people will be going to church. And I wanted to, black church is a lot different than when you go to white church, because usually in white church they have strange music. I mean, you go in there, right, you hear me, well, you don't know if Dracula's going to jump out on you or not. You know. But black preachers know God personally, right? When you go to church, they go, you know, I first met God in 1929. I never will forget this. I was walking down the street. I was not running. I was walking. And I heard a voice call unto me. And it came from without a dark alleyway. There's only the voice of God can come. However, I did not venture down that dark alleyway, for it might not have been the voice of God, but a couple of bad brothers with a baseball bat. God don't know, and I don't know either. He wasn't talking, and I wasn't walking. Thank you.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
Weekend comes around, the gang is back in town. We love Saturdays, we love Saturdays.
Paying tribute to the late, great Richard Pryor, recognized me on stage at the Circle Star Theater not once but twice during two different concerts. Straight up, the godfather of comedy, no doubt about it, the late, great Richard Pryor. Now, going to talk NBA, going to talk a little baseball, going to talk some college football as well, and of course, the UFC. Sort of go around your little sports too. Bottom line is, Zach Tech, take it away as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Oh, wait a second. The music. Oh, wait. There's no Dominic tonight. Zach, we fired him.
He's done.
He's done. Toast. He's toast. We don't even have to mention his name again, okay? He's toast. You will never hear his voice again here on this radio network. I don't even care if his mother owns it. He's done. Okay, enough celebration. Zach, let's get to Major League Baseball first. Take it away. How'd the Dodgers do?
Well, the Dodgers, they were on the verge of a shutout today, or actually a perfect game, but they chose to not leave Rich Hill in there. He went through seven innings perfect, but they took him out, and the bullpen messed up the perfect game. They didn't give any runs, but they gave up some hits.
Zach, is that smart baseball to pull a pitcher that's pitching a no-hitter to pull him after seven innings? I mean, unless he's like giving up the no-hitter, he's getting trounced, why are you pulling him?
Well, okay, Rich Hill, he's had problems with blisters the last couple of years.
Okay.
And they said that he was feeling heat on his fingers, so I think they were just taking him out as a precaution, you know, so he'll be ready for the playoffs.
Do you have any idea what that's going to do to him? He's going to wake up every day from now on for the rest of his life thinking, I could have possibly pitched a perfect game, isn't he?
Oh, I know, and he's 36, so there's not a lot of opportunities left for him to do that, I wouldn't think.
No, I wouldn't think so. What else has happened in baseball? Are the Giants still struggling? The SF Giants, of course, the world champions three of the last 5 years.
Well, they weren't struggling today when they put it on the Diamondbacks 11-3, so they didn't struggle today. Right now, they're four games back of the Dodgers, so they're kind of keeping pace with the Dodgers the last couple games. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised. The Dodgers have a tough stretch ahead. I think they're playing in like 21 games in 24 days or something crazy like that. So
with no Clayton Kershaw.
Well, they got Clayton Kershaw back. He actually started last night, but they lost the game where he pitched. He didn't do too bad, though. I mean, he actually broke a major league record and became the first pitcher with 150 strikeouts and less than 10 walks.
Wow. You know, he's a phenomenal athlete, and he carried the Dodgers on his back, and of course his back broke last year. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, this year he's had back issues, and he was the MVP last year, so I think you definitely could say that.
Okay, now, of course, any other headlines as far as baseball is concerned?
Well, the Astros beat the Cubs 2-1. That's kind of a little bit of an upset. There's not a lot of – I guess you can't really call them upsets in baseball because you expect teams to lose every once in a while, but – you know, you would have, looking at that game, you would have thought the Cubs would win. And we had the Blue Jays top the Red Sox 3-2. The Mariners topped the Oakland A's 14-3. And that's, you know, the Nationals blanked the Phillies 3-0. Orioles beat the Tigers 11-3. Braves beat.
Zach, you mentioned the Oakland A's. Do they continue to be the farm club of the other major league teams? Isn't that sort of where they've been for the last decade or so?
Yeah, well, the pitcher I was talking about, the Dodgers got him from the Oakland A's this year, Rich Hill. So I think they are sort of like a farm system at this point, the Moneyball farm system.
Interesting. Switching from baseball to football, Ricky Williams, we're going to have him on next week as far as an audio clip is concerned, former New Orleans Saints. And, of course, I saw him on a BART train. You know what BART is, the Bay Area Rapid Transit, our subway up here. I saw him on BART about a year and a half, got to talk to him and this and that. And I thought he was going to come on the show and thinks we didn't make up our connections together. But, you know, he said that he ran for over 11,000 yards in 10 years, didn't make the Hall of Fame because he quit because of the marijuana thing, because they kept dogging him on the weed thing, okay? And now it looks as if the NFL might be thinking about medical marijuana. I think we might be seeing a turnaround as far as the NFL's. Is there a possibility these old white dudes could turn their head as far as people smoking marijuana as a medicine's concerned? Because, again, it beats the 15 Quaaludes, or I mean the 15 Vikings Brett Favre was taken.
I think that they could change their mind because some of those same old white guys are probably using it themselves, the medical marijuana.
Yeah, you know, there's a congressman, a Republican congressman from Southern California, Dana something, he's using it. He says he loves it, and he says it's great for his shoulders, all that kind of good stuff. All right, let's switch gears all the way to the world of mixed martial arts before we get to boxing, and we'll talk about that in detail. And hour number two, of course, hour number two, we'll start hour number two off with our open. Then we'll go to mixed martial arts in detail. But the bottom line is tonight, Stipe Miocic is still the world heavyweight champion, a knockout in one round over an overmatched Alistair Overeem. Is that the way I could put that?
Yeah, that's the way you could put it. He was pretty competitive. I mean, you know, they both knocked each other down and they both were rocked. But
yeah, but he ran. I saw him running. what was he doing there? He did the Brock Lesnar run.
He was protecting that chin of his, and he wasn't able to protect it for too long.
But he turned and ran. Didn't he turn and run away?
He did. He pulled a lot of people said Conor McGregor did that versus Nate Diaz in the last fight.
Yeah, Conor McGregor is a world unto his own. We'll get to that. That's a conversation for another day. Now, Fabrice Verdum beat up on Travis Brown, but it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. I mean, Travis could actually go home tonight, and Dana and Ronda Rousey can jump into bed with him, and he's not deformed.
What do you take from that? Do you think that was Travis Brown improving, or do you think Fabricio Verdum might just be on the way down?
I think Verdum's on the way down, and I think he's one of those guys that fights the level of his opposition at this point in time.
That's what it appears. I mean, Verdum is probably one of the best heavyweights ever, but, I mean, he like in the Stipe Miocic fight, I thought he should have won that fight, but he had a horrible, game plan, I think.
Yeah, and put his chin out there. Mickey Gall had a game plan, and I took out CM Punk, the former WWE champion, with a rear naked choke in the first round. I guess the experiment, as I said in the open, what is it, is over.
And I kid you not, I'm on SureDog looking at the results right now.
Yeah.
Mickey Gall doesn't even have a picture.
they don't even know who Mickey Gall is. We don't even know who he is. Is he white? No, he's a white guy. I'm just kidding. But is he white? Is he black? Is he from Mars? I mean, we don't know. Anyway, is he a Muslim? I'm just kidding. Anyway, yeah, that's for those people out there on the right, the alt-right. Oh, is he doing that? Yeah, I'm throwing darts back at you. Travis Brown losing out to Fabrice Verdum, the unanimous nod. Mickey Gall was the winner over CM Punk. Is it the end of Uriah Faber? You and I were dogging Jimmy Rivera, saying it was a tune-up fight. Jimmy won going across the board every round.
Yeah, he's definitely on the way down, Uriah Faber. I mean, he's in his late 30s now, and at this point, he's struggling with guys like this. I think we won't really see him stick around too much longer.
Wrapping it up, of course, next up, Coach's Corner. That's right, John Johnson, Ohio State football coach, back in the days of Woody Hayes. He'll be on talking Ohio State Buckeye football right after the break right here on Sports Byline. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the city by the bay, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, live on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-922-4074. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I designed them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations. Even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm gonna need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at CustomInk.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time for Coach's Corner with Johnny Taco and Coach John Johnson, former Ohio State backfield coach. We'll take your phone calls on Skype as well as 1-800-878-7529 here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition.
You heard the battle cry of the Ohio State Buckeyes. The coach is now Coach John Johnson. Coach, 2016-2017. The Buckeyes are off. They're on a roll.
Yeah. They played really good for as young as they are. The first two games, the first game they had 30 kids that played in their first college football game ever, and we're playing a lot of young kids. It's really amazing. Young Joe, Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa's brother. He's a freshman and actually coming off a knee injury from high school and everything. But last week he made a great play and got a sack and stuff, and finally did the little Bosa signal that after getting the sack. But they're young, they're very fast, and they're hungry, and got a big game next week, of course.
Oklahoma.
Out of Oklahoma, yeah.
But let's talk about the first two games. Of course, Bowling Green is not exactly a powerhouse when it comes to college football, but they rolled over them 77-10. But here's what sort of blew me away by this. I mean, I knew you guys packed a lot of people in the house back there, okay? But 107th, where the hell did 107,193 people sit?
Well, the stadium. That's what the stadium holds, you know.
Wow.
Sitting in a stand. So it's a...
And they don't pay the players.
No.
Let
me tell you something. The biggest, the NCAA is one of the biggest cons of all. You know, they take in billions of dollars. And right now I'm helping a kid from Ohio State that got hurt that played back when I was at Ohio State myself and some alumni and stuff, thankfully, in Dallas, Texas, that got hurt. You could see it on film how he got hurt, and he said some serious neck injuries and stuff, and you know, he gets nothing from the NCAA. You know, I mean, it's a disgrace.
You're listening to Coach John Johnson, folks. John Johnson was a Ohio State Buckeyes backfield coach, offensive backfield coach for the great, the iconic, the late legend himself, Woody Hayes. And of course, Woody Hayes, he's got to be looking down and saying, you know, you guys are doing pretty damn good under Urban Meyer. I mean, in the end, of course, the role this past Saturday, and of course that was on ABC television, but 48-3 over,
yeah.
You know, I mean, not powerhouses, but you moved up in the rankings from number six to number four, from number six last week to number four this week. Does this win, this 48-3 win, does that prompt a move up in the rankings?
I think it keeps us there, though. And, that, you know, Tulsa had a pretty good football team. What happens is you know, because of the recruiting and the limitations and stuff, a lot of you know teams have a good first unit or real pretty good first unit, but then the depth of everything is, you know, we play 12 defensive linemen, you know, we pay, you know, four or five cornerbacks, we play four. I mean, we're rotating kids every other. I mean, And it's hard for them to deal with that, you know, because when it gets in that third or fourth quarter, you know, there's a fresh guy hitting their butt every time, and they've been out there all day, so.
But Urban Meyer's always been, even when he was at Florida, it was always about depth, wasn't it, depth?
Oh, unbelievable. He's unbelievable recruiting-wise. The 2017 class that he's got coming in is considered maybe the greatest class in college football. I mean, he's got like five or six five-star players, and they're just, but it's the old saying, we say we don't rebuild, we reload.
Yeah, that's cool, but they all love Urban. I mean, that's what they all have in common, is that they want to come to Ohio State to play football under the great tradition, but they also want to play under the coaching of Urban Meyer.
Because he's like me.
And why is he? What's he like you? But he's like handsome.
He's handsome. Yeah, he's handsome. He's like Coach Hayes, which I'm like Coach Hayes. You know, that's why.
Were you really that? I mean, Coach Hayes was demanding. Dude, are you trying to tell me that you were that demanding with Buster Douglas at times?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
When I got fired from one high school coaching job, it was like 5 weeks before the school year was out, and got a police escort from the school, and when I went to see Coach Hayes, he read the letter that they gave me, and he said, "Damn, oh man, your temper's worse than mine." But it's not. Coach Hayes had he had the ultimate classic temper.
But you know, we don't know if that was
Urban the same way.
No, Urban Meyer's not going to go out on the field and throw a forearm at some guy running by him or something like that.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, under certain circumstances. Yeah, he's got a great temper, you know, and he that's part of his intimidation is a part of his motivation.
And of course, we're talking about Woody Hayes.
Talk about, explain real quick to the people out there that don't know who Woody Hayes was, the great Ohio State coach, but what he did when he lost his temper on the field at one time. So you just sort of bring it up in the way you want to bring it up.
Well, it was down, we were playing Clemson. I wasn't there. It was in 78, and he made the Civil War. Anytime you play, he was a big war guy. So anytime you're playing a team from the South, he made the Civil War out of it. You know what I mean? He called them slave owners. He used every trick in the book when we played Alabama, we played Clemson stuff, and we were playing Clemson and the quarterback threw an interception, and unfortunately the guy ran out of bounds right in front of Coach Hayes, and when he seen him, he kind of shook the ball, raised the ball up, and you know, being happy, and kind of shook it in Coach's face. And
you don't do that to Woody Hayes.
Yeah, Coach attacked him.
Yeah, but that's just, you just don't do it to Woody Hayes. That's one of the great, great scenes in college football, folks. You guys may think it's really poor sportsmanship like that, but it just shows you the personality of Woody Hayes. I mean, at any given time, great people, you know, great people do things that are off the charts at times. I mean, it just happens. That sort of coincides with being great, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but I always...
I don't mean it physically. I don't mean physically,
Coach. The great thing about Coach Hayes was he was a tremendously compassionate person who cared about people and was willing to help anybody, and this is a miraculous thing that I'm about to say, is after every home football game, he went to Riverside Hospital and visited with sick people.
Mm-hmm.
How many coaches do you know do that?
Well, I told you about the great Muhammad Ali and myself when we were going through Macau. We were in Macau, China, back in 1994, and we were doing the political thing, you know, dropping by this governor and that senator and all that kind of good stuff. And he said, "Screw." He didn't say it like this, but he said, "Screw the politicians. Take me to a hospital. I want to see some kids." So we went to an orphanage, and saw these kids who were all deformed. They were like, didn't have an arm, didn't have a leg, didn't have an eye, things like that. And my child was only 3 or 4 years old at the time, Coach, so it made me cry. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, so we gave him about $1,200, and the nun said it would be enough to feed him for an entire year. But I was on the bus crying, going back to our hotel. Just those tears coming out of my eyes, and Ali came back to me, "What's wrong with you, man?" And I said, "Those kids, man, that really bummed me out. I said, man, you know, I got a baby at home, it's only 2 years old. I said, this was too much for me." And he said, he goes, "Listen, man," he goes, we gave them enough money to feed those kids for an entire year. They're happy. And plus, remember this, son, you can't save every puppy in the pound."
Well, you know what I told someone, it's amazing, you know, you came up, you brought his name up and stuff. We were talking about him, and I said, you know, had he been healthy his whole life, it's amazing what difference he might have made diplomatically as far as the world's concerned.
Yep.
Between the Muslims and the, you know,
and
others.
The world at large.
He was so greatly respected, especially in that, you know, in those nations, to where he could go and talk to people and so on, but of course he physically was unable to. So,
yeah. Well, Coach, we were in certain parts of China where there was nothing but hillbillies. They didn't have television sets. They barely had they had little huts. I kid you not, there were huts.
There was that hillbilly stuff.
Yeah, I know. All right. So anyway, so we stopped the train in the middle of China. We stop our own little train. We have our own train, so we stop it in the middle of China from Guangzhou to Shanghai. So we stopped the train. Just stopped the train in the middle of nowhere. Right, there's a couple of trees, and we see a couple of huts and this and that. And all of a sudden, people come out of the bushes, the trees and this and that, and they've got no teeth, and they're really poor, and they're walking in bare feet, and they knew who he was.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And they went berserk. I mean, they thought this was like the coming of Christ or something. Coach, I'm not kidding you. The eyeballs were falling out. People were running with babies. When we were on the train, we were driving out of this town. We were on the train pulling away, and you see people running up to the train with babies. They wanted them to kiss the bell. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was he was a great
one of
person.
A kind.
Yeah.
One of a kind.
Yeah.
Now let's go back to Ohio State football. We talked earlier about Joey Bosa's brother now playing with Ohio State. Joey Bosa held out for a long time. Was it worth it?
Yeah, I'm sure he thinks so. And
No. Coach. I didn't ask you. Joey thought it was worth it. I asked you from a coaching point of view.
I think he was represented by a guy that knows what he's doing, and he did what he was thought was right, and Joey put his faith in him, and they got the deal that they wanted. Unfortunately, he has a hamstring issue, so he's not going to play tomorrow. So I'm hoping he gets that cleared up. But once he gets healthy and everything, he'll be a great player for him. You know.
Okay. So what can we look for? What do we look forward to next week when we take on number 14 Oklahoma at Oklahoma?
I don't know. I do know this. You know, one of the great coaches in college football, absolutely, is Tom Herman at University of Houston, and he was our offensive coordinator here. I love Tom. He's a great young coach, and you know, he just beat Oklahoma, so I know, and I know that Coach has said that he talked to him once this week, but now I'm sure that they had an extensive conversation about you know, how they beat Oklahoma and why they beat Oklahoma, and I'm sure that we're going to try to do a lot of the same things. I mean, you know, I don't know how. You know, I watched it, and I was really, you know, happy for Tom and Houston, and you know, everybody says that should Urban Meyer leave, then he'll be the coach to come back here and coach the Buckeyes, and he may or may not. I know that the Texas situation, I'm sure they're gonna, if things don't change there, he's gonna be offered a bunch of money to switch to Texas, but. Hey, there's a bunch of guys at Houston that, you know, if you look at it strictly from a money standpoint, you know. But so, I, like I said, I'm sure the coach will talk to Tom, and Tom will say this is what we did, which we can see on tape.
Okay, so here's what's up. Real quick, in 20 seconds, do we keep taking the points and betting the Buckeyes?
I don't know what the points are going to be.
At this point, come on, Coach, they're covering. They're covering. Yeah. Come on, 77
well,
to 10.
Man, out there, they might be. Yeah, they might be the underdog out there.
I don't think so. Not against Oklahoma. Oklahoma hasn't looked that good this year. Anyway, this is Coach's Corner. Coach John Johnson. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. See you. Bye bye.
The great John Johnson of Ohio State football.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
I think boxing is dangerous. Any man being hit in the head, the brain's a delicate thing. I think it should be well protected. If a fella's not qualified, he shouldn't be allowed to fight. But football is proven to have more deaths. Baseball, ice hockey, horse racing, car racing is much more dangerous. But I would advise nobody to box if they get hit too much and it's too dangerous.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
People got to understand this, Jeff. We all can have dreams, but the dream will never chase us. We have to chase the dreams.
You're tuned to Sports Byline, checking the college football scoreboard. Of course, number one, Alabama, winner 38-10 over Western Kentucky. Of course, the powerhouse they are. Number three, number four, Ohio State was winner today, 48-3 over Tulsa. Bottom line is Ohio State looking very, very good. Urban Meyer and his crew off to a fantastic start at 2-0. Number eight, Washington rolled over Idaho, 59-14. And number, number 19, Mississippi, triumphed over Wisconsin State, 38-13. Bottom line is this is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. Of course, the man coming to us from the city of Angels. Now he's moved up to Beverly Hills. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. And Zach, Dominic wasn't here. We got to trash him. He's done. You're living now in Beverly Hills and broadcasting from the Beverly Hilton. So how's it feel, bro? The big step up.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. It's just, I can't even describe it, honestly.
No more dial-up chicks everywhere. The Beverly Hilton, man, it couldn't be much better than that. Well, tell me this. What kind of champagne you got on ice after the show?
Oh, what do you mean, what kind? I got like seven different kinds.
You see? Dominic, eat your heart out, baby. Billionaire, mommy, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, you're not here tonight, and you probably won't be here ever again. We are burying Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez tonight here on Sports Byline. Of course, he is one of Johnny Taco's all-stars, and his mother happens to own the network. But guess what? The bottom line is we got rid of him, Zach, didn't we?
Yes, that is true. He's gone.
Hour number two, Zach Attack Young and I, of course, are going to talk with Charles Jay, talking football, talk about Willie Mays and baseball, and, of course, talking boxing. Gennady Golovkin, the world middleweight champion in action, as well as Danny Jacobs, the best American middleweight on the planet in action as well. That and more right here on Sports Byline. Hour number two, Johnny talking to his all-stars still to come right here on Sports Byline, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.